Penguin Audio presents If Kennedy Lived, the first and second terms of President John F. Kennedy, an alternate history by Jeff Greenfield, read by Jeff Greenfield and Tom Stecksholdy.
Preface: The Lives and Deaths of John F. Kennedy. It was Thursday, July 14, 1960, in room 9333 of the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles, and Kenny O'Donnell was furious at the man he had just helped nominate for President of the United States. Again and again, John Kennedy had assured the unions, the civil rights leaders, the liberals and intellectuals whose support he needed, that Texas Senator Lyndon Johnson would not be his choice for vice president. For those constituencies, the majority leader of the Senate was too tied to the corporate interests of his home state, too willing to weaken or abandon strong civil rights legislation, too much the symbol of wheeler-dealer insider politics. Yet now, little more than 12 hours after Kennedy had won a first ballot nomination with a razor-thin margin of 5 delegates, he had offered the second slot on the ticket to Johnson, and Johnson had accepted. "I was so furious I could hardly talk," O'Donnell remembered years later. "I thought of the promises we had made, the assurances we had given. I felt we had been double-crossed." So O'Donnell demanded to confront Kennedy face to face, and the nominee complied, taking O'Donnell into the bathroom and assuring him that the job would actually diminish Johnson's power by placing him in a powerless, impotent job. "I'm 43 years old," Kennedy said, "and I'm the healthiest candidate for President of the United States. You've traveled with me enough to know that I'm not going to die in office.